Dub CNN, we're here with Lunico Aaron and Cool Nuts. How's it going, guys?
Cool, man. Sun shining.
Yeah. All right, so you guys got an album coming out together. How did you originally link up?
Some homies out there in Washington, vibing. I already knew Cool, from a couple of years back and everything. And, it just became a cool idea, I guess.
Okay, definitely. How long have you been recording together for this album?
We actually got together and did the album in probably like a 2-week period of time.
Oh, wow.
And, we both worked pretty fast, just naturally, not because we were just trying to throw up an album together real quick, but that's just how it ended up that we both worked. And we probably did it like just a 2-week period where he started putting some stuff together, I put some ideas together. And then we brought in some other people that came up with ideas as well. And, it turned out to be a dope album.
Definitely. All right, so you guys are known for having more of a traditional Bay Area and Northwestern sound, but now hyphy is dominating the sound for most people in your area. So what's your opinion on hyphy music?
Well, I mean, hyphy is hyphy, you know what I'm saying? And, my brother from another mother started all of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad it's grown to how it's grown, and personally, it's cool music, but I still do my thing. I got my style, and Coolin's got his style, I don't take nothing away from hype, even my kids is on it. But, on another token, it's dope, And I'm glad we got, a chance as being Northern California, not hardly being recognized. To having a style that people across the globe recognize,
Yeah, definitely. All right, so are you guys going to have any sort of hyphy sound on this album?
We don't really have any, proverbial, hyphy style. To be truthfully honest, we don't. But, with what we do being so synonymous with the bag, we got more of just an independent West Coast sound. We're trying to really, this album is kind of like, us coming together like the classic, kind of like Dog Pound type shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not, like you were saying, our kids and stuff was on the hyphy movement, and it actually did a lot for the Bay and the West Coast, so more power to everybody, but it's not what we doing,
So you're trying to bring back the old school sound kind of with this one.
With a breath of fresh air. It's like, Just a classic good album that no matter who you are, if you're on the West Coast, if you're in the Bay, rap, if you're in the whatever, you can listen to this album. There's there's club songs on there. There's stuff with meaning on there. There's some stuff with a down south feel, but it's not us trying to be somebody else. It's us doing what we do and trying to make it relevant to what's happening in today's music. So that. You can put it on and it still sounds fresh and up to date with what's happening.
Definitely. All right, so tell us, who else do you have on this album as far as guest appearances and production and all that?
We got the homie Kilo from SAC. We got Maniac Lope from Portland. We got E-Dog from Tacoma and Seattle, Mr. D.O.G. We got Rockefeller. We got Bosco's on there, Psycho, who did the Thizzle Dance, did some stuff, and then the majority of the album is produced by a new cat named Cuddy Mack from Seattle, who's just insane, out of the 15 songs, I think he did 11 of them.
Oh, damn.
You can't even tell, that he did that many on there. These is cats that are so talented that they ain't even out there yet, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we preyed on, and it worked. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of cats out there that don't get a chance, that's really talented. And, somebody did 15 minutes, it worked out.
That's great to give somebody else their shine. So how'd you hook up with Cuddy Mack?
Well, the cat that actually got me and Lodi together for this album had already had us working with him and getting beats from him, and I already knew Cuddy. But it just so happened that Cuddy just turned in enough stuff that worked for the album. It was actually made it easy because we didn't have to go looking for a whole sound there. That's that classic West Coast sound. It's like the UGK type sound. That's, you know, the sample type stuff, the heartfelt. I mean, like, his beats is just a variety of stuff that just made it work and made it easy for us to get in there and be creative, you know, like the beats inspired us to come up with the songs.
Dope. All right. So when you guys were recording the album, did you do all the tracks together in the studio, or were you guys going back and forth, like sending them to each other? How'd that come about?
Well, most of the tracks were done together. I said a good 80% were done together. I think probably more than that. Probably like, yeah. I think Ness was coming off the tour on probably one or two of the songs, but other than that, everything else was done together.
Nice. Do you have any,
this ain't no mail, like, this ain't no email album. This album where we was actually in the studio together coming up with the ideas with the producers and making it, you know, we actually did this album together where he would come with ideas, run it by me. I'd be like, that's dope, do my verse. So I'd come with ideas, run it by him, he'd be like, that's dope, do this. Or where there was stuff, we just came together. I put something on there, then he'll come and put something on there and just make it happen. And we had some singers come in, and they would come up with stuff, and then we'd just get out. But the majority of the album, we were there together doing the whole thing.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what we like to hear, because we've heard a couple albums, not from you guys, but other people where they're like duo albums, and you can tell it was just kind of like put together at the last second. Yeah. Are you guys going to plan on going on tour to promote the album at some point?
Yeah, most definitely. We already been doing shows. Like, we did a run of dates with Too Short. I just got back from doing some with Tech N9ne. But the whole movement is to support this album. Like, we try to do a lot of stuff that people aren't doing for albums nowadays, especially for independent West Coast albums in terms of the promotion side of it. So everything, we got street teams in all the major West Coast markets and the Midwest markets where Rudy's had real strong numbers. We got, you know, a TV campaign. We got a publicist. You know, like, we'll be in the new Source. We have a new Butter Dog. And then all the internet stuff and just keeping it, you know, we're trying to do everything to sell this record we can.
Nice. What happened to the Goon Squad album that was supposed to come out a couple years ago? Are you still working on another one, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, we still going through the Goon Squad album, me and Maniac. We've been just doing as many shows as possible and then really focusing on this Me and Looney album. And then once that comes out, then we got the Goon Squad album, we got Coolness album, DJ Chill album, and a gang of other stuff. So, like, the main thing was just trying to get all the business rights and everything, because we were going to put that album out, it was going to come out on West Coast Mafia.
Hmm.
And then it didn't have nothing to do with them, but just other business things that changed with the industry that kind of, held that back or whatever.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the solo album you're working on right now. Do you have a title for that yet?
Well, I got a couple. One of them is the So Portland album, which we're putting that out just primarily in the Northwest. And I got 40 on there. I got Tech N9ne on there. I'm gonna have Looney on there, Raz, Cass, Bosco, and of course all my guys from the label. And then the other album is the Miracle album, which will be coming out on Sick With It. And that'll be later this year, if not, maybe 2008. But we just finished that up with 40.
Nice. That sounds great. All right, yeah. So you're still working with Bosco a lot. What's going on with him?
Yeah, we still doing a lot of stuff. Bosco actually did the single for the Me and Looney album, and then he's working on his solo album right now. And he's been out in Atlanta a lot more because he's trying to get some new scenery and expose himself to some new people.
Okay, definitely. So what else have you been working on besides this duo album? Do you have a new solo album coming out too?
Yeah, I'm working on some solo right now. I ain't really got no name for it right now. I'm just out playing with it real quick. We're doing the new Doja Click album with me, Killer Tay, and KJ.
That
coming out. That's a hood classic. I got Rapper's Delight, two little DVDs that I'm putting out in November and December every year. You know what I'm saying? Just showing some crazy shit with all the rappers in there cooking and burning up shit if they can't cook. You know what I'm saying? Being with their families and everything.
trying to score, you know, a little lighter shade of brown for the situation, you know, that the media portray us to, you know, outside all this shit, you know, niggas do have heart, you know, and children that we care for, and I'm trying to shed some light on that, you know what I'm saying, with the whole little rap game, especially out in California. And I got a couple little things, you know, going. I'm about to head to Missouri this weekend coming up. Go out there and get some promotion started for this little album that me and Cool Nuts is doing. And just basically staying in the game and staying afloat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to keep everything moving.
All right. Is there anything else? Who have you been working with? Are you going to be on, like, other people's solo albums, guest appearance-wise, or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm in love with the whole game, and I'm entwined with the entire game, so it ain't no telling who I'm going to have on my album. Me, I'm an opportunist, you know what I'm saying? We in there, we in there. We ain't. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing all my traveling like I can, and I'm going to get everybody I can to do something, you know what I'm saying? So I'm basically cool with the entire game, so everybody know me, I know everybody, so it ain't going to be a problem, but it will be a surprise.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So, album's dropping June 5th, right?
Yep.
And what can the fans expect to get out of the album when they go buy it?
Everything from Cool Nuts and Looney that they expect out of an album, and not just no put together album. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a real live classic. You know what I'm saying? To where they gonna ask us to make the second one. You know what I'm saying? This is a real classic album, and I feel good about it myself, you know what I'm saying? And I did a lot of albums, you know what I'm saying? This right here will be my 25th one.
Wow.
And, you know, and I feel good about it. This right here is just completely just entwined with everything that I love and like, you know what I'm saying, itself. This is it, and it's going to go to work, trust me.
All right, we're definitely looking forward to it. So, is there anything else you wanted to say to all the fans, all the readers of WCNN?
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all keep it cool, man. Y'all be cool and do what you do, man, and support this album and the movement. Looney Coleon and Cool Nuts give us love, much love. You know what I'm saying? Y'all survive like we trying to survive. You understand? Yeah, yay. Yeah, just, man, just go out and support this album. June 5th, pick it up. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be something new for the entire West Coast, you know, not just the Bay or whatever, because I'm from the Northwest, he's from Northern California, but the album is incredible, and it casts from all walks of life, and, you know, I've been letting people hear it, and people getting a taste of it, and, you know, from unbiased opinions, you know, different people like that, so make sure you run out and get it, and then look for all the new stuff that we got coming, you know, Cool Dust album, the Maniac album, DJ Chill, Looney Coleon, everything, you know what I'm saying? To support the whole move,